all these children come from? Well, it has a lot to do with illegal immigration. All these people go missing. Virginia, so many kids per capita go missing in Virginia. Foster care is a huge CPS. It is a huge scam. CIA has been starting wars all over the world for as long as I've been alive, for as long as you've been alive. They start the wars, they cause the chaos, people die, and it's a really easy way to snatch children up. Haiti, the earthquake in Haiti. So many kids were taken from Haiti, and it's just, there's a lot of Syria, exactly.
Statutes only apply to corporations. They cannot apply to a living man or a living woman. They are a financial transaction, an offer that can be refused under UCC 1-308. So you know all Florida statutes are listed on the Department of Corporations on the website sunbiz.org. Stop allowing these judges to take away your children and stop allowing them to put you in jail for maritime admiralty law, which is Uniform Commercial Code.
Hello?
Hi, Matthew, sorry.
I don't know if that was you or me, but I think once I tried to go, like, try to search online and look something up, it might have disconnected me. I think that's what happened.
I just realized the same thing. I was looking up the church that I used to go to in Carroll Stream, and I disconnected the call.
We did it at the same time. That's crazy.
Yeah.
So what I wanted to mention to you, one thing, that when I said all that to say, like, the DCF and the government, they give money to the foster parents, not the parents, when the parents are struggling. And then as soon as they take the kids away, they go and give the money to the foster parent and giving them incentives to traffic the children.
Correct. I did a post on that. Let me remind me to hunt that down so that you can add that link to this podcast, because I found out their salaries across
48,000 in Florida, DCF, Florida, $48,000 for a child caseworker.
And you had mentioned a man yesterday. What's it? Say his name. The gal.
Who?
The gal that you mentioned to me yesterday. Say his name.
Oh, David Kurlander.
Thank you. So David Kurlander, what did it say that he admits he's extremely connected in
extremely South Florida. Connected.
Yeah. And the irony of ironies about him is in my own life. So you're dealing with a 4-year-old that you're trying to get back, and I'm 60 years old. So my ex-husband was trying to do a guardianship with me. And one of his lawyers, her name is Megan LaFada in Wheaton, Illinois, cunt extraordinaire. So I discovered in a search that she's in this forum of all of these lawyers that are taking these courses to get this credit. And at the time there were like 60 plus something lawyers in this forum. They're all getting this certification to be gal. Because what did they admit in the forum? It's the most lucrative up-and-coming business for lawyers. So
that's why this guy left his own private practice, it seems, to become a gal.
Correct. So
it's so lucrative for the government that he should leave his own private practice to go work for the government as a guardian ad litem.
Well, he's actually still got his own practice, and he's a guardian ad litem. And I can give you proof of that. So Linda Ross Peterzak again, the best friend who was trying to destroy me, and she did a damn good job of it. So she referred me, because she was helping me, to Stephen Brown in St. Charles, Illinois. So I didn't do any research on him ahead of time when she helped me so diligently. And I discovered he has his own private family law practice. And boy, he just told me, I'm going to help you. Oh, yes, blah, blah, blah. Well, I discovered after, because he told me we needed to do all of these certain things. And he laid out the whole plan. It sounded good. Linda and I both bought it. I didn't know about Freemasons back then. I didn't know about church corruption. I didn't know about targeting or gang stalking. So keep that in mind as I tell you this. And there is a point. Okay. Trust me. So Stephen Brown, he told me, because I have dissociative identity disorder, that we can never go to trial because they'll use that against me for guardianship. Well, the worst part is he knew ahead of time I have dissociative identity disorder. My husband's a Freemason, he's a Freemason, and they know that they can use a mental issue against somebody. So he knew right off the bat that he had a massive customer. So we're going along, and he is not doing anything he told me he was going to do. And I decided to question him. Remember, he said we wouldn't go to trial. Well, I showed up at his office prior to a court meeting that was on Zoom. And we were less than 2 minutes from our time. And he said, I'm setting us up for pre-trial. And I said, I thought you said the last thing we could do is trial. And what he said to me is, if you don't like it, I'll withdraw right now and you can figure this out on your own. And he gave me like 30 seconds. Well, he caught me off guard. I'm like, what the hell? So I'm listening to him from another room. I was on the Zoom call in the conference room. And when we were done, he came into the conference room and he started talking to me. And I ended up calling Linda. I got a call through and she could hear him screaming at me. Here's what that fucktard said to me. I'm not kidding. He told me, I'm going to make an easy $5,000 on your divorce. But where I'm really going to make the money is the $30,000 I'm going to make on a guardianship of you once the divorce is done. Because what they can do in Illinois and other states is if you are unable to take care of yourself, so your Freemason husband can rape your life, destroy your finances, your home, your career, your connection to society. And that now becomes my fault and my inability to help myself. That now becomes a guardianship issue. So he told me, Stephen Brown told me, I'm going to go into court. I'm going to easily get guardianship over you. I'm easily going to make $30,000. He was then going to become my gal, and he would make money. He would get my Social Security, and he would make money off of me for the rest of my fucking life while I basically a prisoner in the psych system.
The lawyer said that to you?
The lawyer said this to me. Now, because I happened to call Linda, she heard him screaming at me. He knew he was caught. He refunded the money. But that is an example for you and for the world of these shithole Freemason lawyers. They're all corrupt. They're meant to destroy us.
Thank you. Thank you for saying that.
So you're
there is no good lawyer.
Right. So that guy, say his name again. Let's just keep throwing their names out there.
Yeah. David Kurlander, the piece of shit child trafficker.
Yes. Thank you. So that's exactly what that guy is doing. He's going to make, he's just your one child. He's probably already made $100,000 on.
Sophie, he's almost had her a whole year since May 22nd.
Probably all of them involved, from Adela Bell and Carney Phillips, Jo Marie Saint Fleur, who also goes by Jo Marie Bernard. Who else is in there? Sylvester Wright, the pastor of Boynton Hills Church.
Yep. God. Lisa Koenig.
Well, first the pastor with the 45 felonies. That's right. Sylvester Wright of Boynton Hills Church of God in Christ.
Joe did a background check on him and said nothing came up. And yeah. I fucking provided her with all the information on him.
Yeah. And who found it for you? Me.
Yeah.
So this is Freemasons. Of course, they're not going to do a credit check on their own people. You have to do a credit check on your own. They're all becoming millionaires, profiting off of your child. Your child is nothing but energy for satanic ritual abuse and money, and that is the foundation of Freemasonry, and worse, Knights of Malta, which, remember, they cannot get in trouble for trafficking goods because nobody checks what goods that they're trafficking internationally. Isn't
thank you. That means what? That the Freemasons have a right in their own minds, and nobody can touch them to traffic children. That's why they're Freemasons. They get to do whatever the fuck they want, and they have no consequences because nobody puts any bullets in their lodges.
And they're thoroughly convinced that they're becoming more and more enlightened, and really they're heading into darkness. But because they control everything, they control the monetary system, the religious, the educational, the government, the healthcare.
Guess who's their number one enemy?
Me.
People who know the truth. And guess what? Melanated people, which is one of their targets. That's why they have to destroy them and keep them impoverished, because those people actually work together and have power when they work together and help each other and become a force against evil and corruption and bad things when they have the right mindset. So they know that they're a problem for people, but they can create a unity if they could actually focus their attention off of rap music and poison. And if they can put it on to protecting our children and fighting this evil system that's kidnapping and trafficking our children and enslaving all of us in jail, how could they all be a part of this system? That's what was one of my podcasts when I was going on a rant, is how could the melanated people be a police officer? How could they be a judge? How could they be a correction officer? How could they be an attorney? How could they be any of these things? If they were to remove themselves, then they would know and leave behind who's enslaving them. The whole system needs to be dismantled, destroyed, because of these knights, the Knights of Malta. They need to be exposed, and the Jesuits, they need to be exposed. And it needs to be understood that there is zero justice, and it's only for the elite. This whole system is for them to play us in a game against ourselves while they watch us fight each other while they come and snatch our children. When we step away from the car for 5 minutes.
Correct. I was trying to pull something up because you were talking about melanated children. I never got to share this with you. Yes, I found it. Okay. So I was looking, I was curious because I saw your post about that. And I thought, okay, I want to see what Black Lives Matter has to say about child trafficking. Just curious. That's what I typed in. Black Lives Matter trafficking into a search. You know what I found? Nothing. I found literally not one thing. I found one
not picture. One article.
I found
not one article.
I found one picture of one person that had a sign that said save or Black Lives Matter and Black Children's Lives Matter. One.
One.
One. And I was like, wow, this really sucks. But you know what I did find?
What did you find?
I'm trying to find the guy's name. Okay, here he is.
I found some children being trafficked.
I found Michael J. Dale, D-A-L-E. He's white. He's a middle-aged white man. He is on the faculty at Nova Southeastern University Law Center in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, since 1985. He teaches family law, juvenile law, and he teaches litigation and international litigation. So this guy, this white guy, his big thing, this is his claim to fame. Let me find his logo. He runs Nagalro. Let me spell it. N-A-G-A-L-R-O. And it says Black Children's Lives Matter. But you know what the whole focus of this is? It's not about children being safe. It's not about children being with their families. It's not about caring for the children. In their logo, it says every child must be seen and heard. So it looks really enduring until you look into it. Because what this guy does, let me find, he practices in Arizona, Florida, New Mexico, and New York.
Wow.
And you know what he does? He's like your little gal friend. I'm sorry, I keep forgetting his name, but this is
David Carlander.
So he's like a supersonic gal. And what he does is he steals your black child. That's his focus, is stealing, as you said, melanated children and throwing them into foster care systems because they need the best care and to be in the safest place they can be. That's this guy's whole entire premise of his job. And he is very well known and across many states. Please remind me when I get off this call to send you a picture of him and his website, because he's a piece of shit. So I want to ask this. I am clearly white. You can hear it in my voice, but I want to ask this of the Black Lives Matter people, who, by the way, in case you didn't know, George Soros is behind Black Lives Matter. He's controlling.
How does the whole world not know that? How do you? That's like it must have passed through everybody's Facebook at least once.
Yeah, and in case people want to tell you that's not true, go to Discover the Networks. Type in George Soros, and you will find it. So, he created Black Lives Matter. So this old psychopathic white man created Black Lives Matter to create division. And they go out on these stupid protests, causing havoc. And he's laughing his billionaire butt off while black people are destroying black lives. And I just want to say, why is there not one organization for black children and keeping them safe? Why are black churches joining the fucking white Freemasons? Did you know in history they were not allowed to join until numbers started dropping? It was only when numbers in Freemasonry started dropping that any black person was allowed to join Freemasons. So why are you kissing their ass?
Wow. Unbelievable. And the amount of the inventions that they've had stolen from them, from the white man, is throughout history is crazy. Almost everything that they've invented, it gets stolen from them.
Well, one thing that I've learned is that going way back in history, every other part of the world except Europe, Russia, and America were much more focused on Earth. So they studied the sun and the moon and seasons and cycles, and they knew what to plant, when to plant it, under what conditions, and they knew how to create energy sources, and they knew how to create water. So those really, really fancy buildings, I
free energy, yeah.
Yeah, so this is not my area of expertise, but those really fancy buildings apparently generated energy that was free.
Yep.
And that
also, I think it's called zero point energy.
So that all came from, as you said, melanated people, that white people said, no, we're taking that away from you because we found a way to profit from it. So we're going to make sure you can't build those buildings or make those free energy sources. So I think that's really significant because they took everything and they turned it into money. So what people say that we're progressing, a progressive society. All we're doing is enslaving ourselves because we have more than enough land for billions more people. Instead, we're walking around with cell phones and computers with
aboard vessels. I was ignored, my thoughts wrestled. Distressed denim, addendum, and alterations from altercations in case you get lost in the block's echo. Make your heart race like it's laced in your nasal. Was in a dark space, wait, but I'm anxious and hasteful. Labeled as argumentative. All cynics get flogged with the taste you must embrace when you face an Azazel. Amazing grace, my country has two faces. Blacks get more time for equal or less cases. Case in point, in case you encase in a raceless shell. Conversations are basis if you base the raise in a sale. Seldom seen, but seldomly satisfied. Every stat aside, I sat inside and sat inside. Saturated in sabotage, every rap's a barrage. A lackluster cluster of busters you pass as gods.
Chips that came from mining. So where are all the minerals? They're in Africa. So we're digging these massively huge holes on farmland, and we're using free child labor. And when a child dies after working 18 hours a day, 7 days a week, they just throw them to the side and they throw another child in there to harness cobalt so that we can have a cell phone. So everything is about profit, profit, profit. And it's destroying the land and it's contaminating the water. All the things that we need. We don't need anything other than water, food, and shelter. And beyond that, we would be fine. And if we only had the food that comes from way back in biblical times, we would all be healthy. There would be no cancer. There'd be no diabetes. There would be no...
our lifespans would be a lot longer.
Mental health, et cetera, because the food was good for you and it created energy. And I want to thank all the people on Facebook that even though I never compliment them, I just sat there and listened and learned. And they're right. We think we have this great medical system. There should be no medical system. And why does the medical system have two snakes going up what looks like a cross? Adam and Eve, and I'm not talking about that Adam and Eve. I'm talking about six protons, six neutrons, six electrons. How we were made, the foundation of how we were made. And they took it and they found a satanic way to profit by killing us and telling us that they're here for our health. You know, wasn't that what the whole Divock situation is about? They just need to further enslave us. So everything that came out of the people who farmed land and understood seasons and understood astrology so that they could use that to care for themselves has been taken away and turned into profit. And that's all it is. It's not progressive and it's not helpful. It's destructive. And one other thing I've just thought about, the tribes that exist in deep in jungles somewhere in the world that are living off the land, and they know how to hunt, they know how to repair a wound, they know how to collect food, they know how to, they don't need refrigerators or freezers, they don't need bank accounts, none of that. They're the ones that at the end of times are going to actually survive. So people laugh because they think they have $1 million.
Self-sufficient. Self-sufficient.
Yes.
They don't want us to be self-sufficient, because if we're not self-sufficient, then they can control our entire lives. And that's what these smart cities, the 15-minute smart cities that are coming.
Yes.
So we can't escape.
Yeah. So that's another part of the delusion that they've instituted in the masses, is that they live in a $300,000 house and they've got $500,000 in their savings account and investments. They think they're safe. Well, when they shut off your water and your electricity and your gas and your $300,000 home, your bank account's not going to mean shit.
right.
And your house is going to become so toxic in less than 24 hours, just because you have no actual toilet facilities, but the people in the jungle are doing just fine.
Right.
And so it's all the illusion. And then there's the second part, is the Jesus people who think they're going to be raptured out of here before it gets bad. How much worse does it need to get?
You know what? I'm not going to do anything because Jesus is coming anyways. I can sleep like a baby now. I don't have nothing to worry about. Jesus is going to just come rapture me. Idiots.
I have a former friend who said exactly that. Every day she wakes up expecting Jesus to come, and she doesn't do anything but read her damn Bible. And the other thing she does is she mind controls little girls from American Bible Society or Bible Fellowship or something like that. Bible Study Fellowship. Yeah, that's what she does with her life. And she's waiting for Jesus. And when push comes to shove, she's doomed.
It's so toxic when you grab a child at 2, 3, 4 years old and just start filling their mind with this bullshit.
Absolutely. And I had a love-hate relationship with it. Because of the satanic ritual abuse I was going through inside the church from pastors and leaders, and Linda Ross Peterzak knew this, and still she will defend a church or a pastor to her death, but the person that was supposed to be her friend, nah. She isolated, manipulated, gaslight, and demonized me to other people.
It's a cult. It's a cult. So you have Jehovah Witnesses is the same thing. This is not just Christianity. Jehovah Witnesses, Mormons, the Muslims. It's all the same thing. It's like these people are threatened and they're demonized once they leave the religion. That was never real. If someone's going to give you any kind of negative energy for leaving, then it was never real to begin with.
Yeah. And I'm still processing that, and I'm grieving it. And I don't know if I'll actually get over that I was being lied to for 20 years by a person I thought was a friend and never was. What Carl did to me was bad, but what Linda did to me, it's not even explainable. And the worst part is she exploited my childhood abuse. So I was starting to say that when I was 6 years old and I was going through a just horrific event with a pastor and a bunch of their leadership at a church, a normal, average, everyday church, just on the corner in a regular neighborhood. So I wasn't in some like satanic church. It was Church of Christ, Blue Island, Illinois. That's a tiny little church. I had asked, I was always hearing Jesus and God. So I had asked this God or Jesus, if you get me through this, then I'll the rest of my life I will spend making sure that I don't ever become this person. And so sort of like this little six-year-old girl's promise that, and I think that's how I got into religion, is I thought that I could fix it.
That's what they want children to do when they get abused, is to say that kind of a prayer.
So I think that's exactly what happened and how I ended up in religion. And because of the mind control and satanic ritual abuse, and because I have DID, I was very easily manipulated, and I didn't see it until suicide. The unfortunate part about that is that these people know what's going on. You know, it takes nothing to do a search to find out just how sinful the church is. And I know I'm picking on the evangelical church. So when I'm picking on the evangelical church, I'm including all their denominations. I don't care if you're Methodist, Lutheran, Southern Baptist. I don't care what you are. They're all under the same cult lie. And
just another corporation. That's all it is.
Yeah. So if they refuse to look at the sin in their church, and if a pastor is caught in sin, and these dumb women, you sheep women, keep focusing on, but he apologized, he repented for his sin. No, dumb bitch. He committed felonies. He deserves to be in prison. And you can say sorry all you want, but he's not served any time. He's not a changed person. James McDonald, for example, these women on Twitter, they're just stupid. The guy is now running a brand new multi-million dollar ministry, house church plant. And he's on record, on audio recording, ordering his church leadership, his elders, to put a hit out on his son-in-law.
What the fuck?
Yeah, so just on that alone, he should be in jail. He should be in prison. But Linda, she'll defend him to the death. That's a felony, you dumbass. That is a felony. So he can repent all he wants. He committed a felony, and he did not suffer any punishment, and he's now in a new ministry destroying more people, and that's the crux of Freemasons in the church. That's Knights of Malta. That's Knights Templar. That's who they are. That's who that guy is. And Linda told all of her people that I am crazy. I'm paranoid. I'm delusional. I see Freemasons everywhere. You know what? You know why? Because they're everywhere. I once said to a guy who just, he hammers Freemasons. I said, I believe that there's about 3 billion Freemasons in the world. And he said that number was too low.
3 million?
Billion. 3 billion.
3 billion with a B?
With a B. Yeah, that was over a year ago. I estimated, so I'm now blocked from all the lodge locators. Thank you to being found out from my undercover work I was doing. So I can't see them, but I added up all the lodges in membership, and I came up with 3 billion. And he said that it was probably more like 6 billion.
Well, then how many are there on Earth then? There must be a lot more people than they said, 7 billion people on Earth. And if there's 6 billion...
That's a whole different discussion, because people say that there aren't billions of people on Earth, and I'm starting to believe that because of all of the information we're finding on people playing multiple roles. I think the billion thing is they're claiming we're overpopulated, and the idiot communist green people think that, you know, we need to eliminate people. So let me just say this really quick, especially for the Christians who joined the green movement. So people are carbon. So when they're talking about reducing carbon, they're talking about reducing you. You are the carbon they're reducing.
I knew that right away when they were doing it. That's all they're fucking doing is finding out ways to exterminate us. I just posted that video of the chemtrail X they just posted. Remember that they're just spraying in the air fucking the X?
Yes.
Two planes crossing an X.
Yeah, what or the pentagrams that they do in the air, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you need to know that's just contrails.
That's all it is.
Yeah. I mean, really, this is just conditioning the mind that we're waiting on the Lord, we're trusting in God, we're trusting in Jesus. God's justice is going to happen in the end. I'm sorry, I'm not there anymore, because an actual, truly, completely holy being could not allow this. But it's
hilarious to me that they didn't lose their whole church with this whole coronavirus thing, because how could people need a vaccine when you got Jesus the Almighty?
So do you know about this? I bet you don't know about this because you don't still study that world. Did you know that churches received hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of dollars in payments from the government for the time during COVID for the financial losses they experienced?
Oh, shit.
Yep.
Wow, they got rich for doing nothing.
You know how I discovered this? On Twitter. So these stupid pastors on Twitter were talking about the money that they received to their churches.
Wow.
Yeah. And
nice vacations for them. Nice vacations for the pastors.
Even vacations. If depending on the size of the church and how much your suffering was, you received like I said,
that's a lot of cocaine for Sylvester Wright.
It is a lot of cocaine
for the Boynton Hill Church of Christ, Hill Church of God.
And so let me also say that included in this are Christian ministries, deliverance ministries. So here's a cool thing. So say you're Church of God, and you also have a deliverance ministry, and you also have a alcohol counseling ministry, and you also help domestic violence people. You received four fucking checks.
Wow.
That one church received four checks. Yep. This is part of my problem is I have so much information and
No, listen, I could sum up this little bullshit church, because when I used to have to go there when I was homeless to go take a shower or something or go get this little food, and I would just look around and just be like, this is so disgusting. This is just some fake-ass bullshit just to keep people fucking impoverished. If they really wanted to help them, it'd actually do something that would make a difference, not this fake-ass little bullshit to everyone. I fucking went into a church one time, and I asked them if they could help me pay my cell phone bill. These fuckers actually escorted me out of the building with a fucking police officer. So it's all fake, disgusting, satanic bullshit.
It is. The Harvest Bible Chapel that I belong to is a mega church. Right down the street from them is Willow Creek Community Church, which is an even bigger mega church. So let me go back. Harvest Bible Chapel, what I attended, had about 16,000 people. Willow Creek has about 75,000 people, last I looked. And this other church, Village Church of Barrington. I'm sorry?
That's a fucking army.
Yeah. So Village Church of Barrington is another very wealthy, connected Freemason church in Barrington, Illinois, one of the top 10 wealthiest places in America. And I would say that they have maybe 3,000 or 4,000 people. Those are the three churches that I was dealing with when I was trying to escape abuse. In one weekend, of tithes from just those three churches, they could solve world poverty.
Oof.
One weekend, one Sunday of tithes from those three churches would solve world poverty. So the pastors of all these churches live in multi-million dollar homes. Their leadership live in multi-million dollar homes. They have $1 million salaries that are now hidden behind new legislation that so they don't have to reveal it, you know.
You want to know one thing that nobody ever talks about?
What?
Synagogues.
Oh, that's a whole another.
You know why? That's where all the fucking actions actually taking place. That's where the moves. That's where the fucking police department is being implemented. That's where the key positions of power are being implemented. Look at Ron DeSantis. Who did he meet with?
You know what? That's an entire new Rabbi. Podcast we should do, because I have so much information I could give you on that.
We will do an entire podcast on that.
That's the best thing about talking to you, is because I have the amount of research I do. It's my escape from just complete and total depression.
Keep your mind fucking active on something.
Yeah.
I know.
So what you guys see is only 1% of what I actually know. So will you write a note to yourself to do a podcast on synagogues and also Red and Blue Lodge? I could talk to you for an hour on what I know.
Hey everyone, this is Matthew Farina from Satanic Matrix Awareness. I just wanted to thank everyone for tuning in, listening, and supporting this podcast. If you could please send any donation, any amount to this podcast, that'd be greatly appreciated. I don't make any money at all from this Anchor podcast. It's maybe 3 cents to 10 cents per day, honestly. So anything you guys can contribute for me putting the truth out there and sharing my story with you is greatly appreciated. Thank you.
And if people want to know where all of this comes from, it's the Talmud.
Thank you.
Yeah. So that'll be in another podcast. Next time you're available, I can talk forever on that. And I'll make sure to get my sources to you to attach to.
So Hasidic Jews and stuff through the synagogue, they, I guess, have their allegiance to the Vatican, or that's the number one power? What do you think?
So they have armies. Let me pull up that really quick, and I actually don't have to. I did it on purpose so that I wouldn't have to. Okay. Okay, so they all have armies. Every single religion has their own army. Ordo Militaris Catholicus is an international defense and security initiative for Catholics worldwide.
That's a fucking army.
Sovereign Military Order Temple of Jerusalem, or OSMTH, is a United Nations non-governmental organization registered in Switzerland. Here's who they are. So when evangelical Christians want to tell you that they're serving Jesus, and they don't think that their church is Freemasonry, listen to this. Sovereign Military Order Temple of Jerusalem is the ecumenical Christian NGO which advocates in the Middle East for Christians at risk. Notes with alarm the destruction of graves in the Protestant cemetery in Mount Zion, Jerusalem. They are military and civilian. They are part of the Archbishop Welby of the Church of England, the Anglican Communion, the Commonwealth War Graves Commission in the United Kingdom. and the chief rabbi of the Commonwealth. Now, why is a rabbi involved in ecumenical Christianity? Somebody please tell me. So going on further, they protect the sacred sites in Israel and the wider Holy Land, whether Christian, Muslim, or Jewish. There are millions and millions of them. I recently told you to join Stuart McIntosh's Facebook page because he posts so much good information. He just did a post on Knights Templar encampments in the United Kingdom, and there's probably 100 of them. And looking in the United States, they're basically in every single town. And all one has to do is look up Knights Templar encampment. That's all they have to look at. And they can find the encampment closest to them. That is the Christian army that is somehow also Muslim and Jewish. And they all answer to the Vatican, to the Black Pope.
Yeah, I read a book called The Black Pope.
Oh my gosh. The more I travel down this this road, the more disheartened I get. And this is how I came to realize that there aren't 3 billion, there's a hell of a lot more. And they're in churches. Do you mind if I share how I came to know about all this?
No, go ahead.
So in 2013, I didn't know that Carl, my ex-husband, was a Freemason. And I didn't know that he was hanging around Freemasons. And I didn't know about gang affiliation or gang stalking or any of that. So this Latin King gang member drove his car into my living room. Now, I'm telling you, this is a setup. It was like 1 o'clock in the morning. Carl wasn't home and neither was my daughter. So I was home alone. I'm telling you, I was set up. So
Holy shit. I
should have been killed. The reason I was not killed is because I had pets and the alarm bells went off for them. They could hear this car coming. And because they were panicked, I was focusing on them and I moved away from the window where I normally sat, the couch by the window.
Wow.
I moved away because of them, because I didn't know what was going on with them. I would have been killed.
That motherfucker tried to kill you.
I'm positive. Carl Ulrich at 15 Sycamore Avenue, Carpentersville, Illinois, tried to kill me. And my danger assessment that Linda Ross Peterzak in Cary, Illinois, had me do with a Christian cunt. My danger assessment is 26, a danger level that I will be killed. 18 is extreme danger of being killed. So yes, I absolutely believe Carl was trying to kill me when I look back on it. So the point I wanted to make is Carl was working for Jacobs High School in Algonquin, Illinois, part of Community Unit School District 300 in Carpentersville, Illinois. So my real name is Karen Ulrich, not Sophie Scholl. I use Sophie Scholl for a reason because she was a badass. His name is Jeff Rothstein. He was working in the school district. So Jeff Rothstein and Dave Mottashed and Carl were standing in my kitchen and they were talking about repairing because Carl's a carpenter. God, if I had only known. They were standing in my kitchen and the three of them were talking about repairing the damage that was near $9,000 to our house. They didn't need to hire professionals because they could do the work themselves. So, you know, they must have known all along that I had dissociative identity disorder and that a lot of stuff would fly past me. Because of my alter system, and when I'm in danger, I'll switch. So it's now we're years later, and different people trigger me with different memories. Jeff Rothstein, who lives in Elburn, Illinois, stated that he was talking about how every government is all set up to take us down. And he was describing in detail, which people have helped me with memory recover. He was describing in detail about the organization. And I look back and the churches are connected to the government, and government and police are one and the same. And police are the church, which I just proved to you with this Christian National Defense Army. And I found more. These are just two of the largest that I found. I found a lot more of these Christian armies. And he was describing how, this is getting into part of what I discovered in that when I broke into that Freemason chat room, they were talking about Bluebeam. But they weren't talking about Jesus coming. They were talking about the Blue Lodge, and they were talking about police. I'm like, holy shit, Project Bluebeam is the Blue Lodge. So that's their signal. There's probably going to be blue lights that go up in every town, and they're going to see them, and they're going to know to come and take us over. So Jeff Rothstein was describing how... they'll probably kill me for this, and I don't care. But he was describing how they have their foot army, they have the police, they have military and government officials, and they're all working together. And he was laughing because he made a joke, and I put it on Facebook. I said the safest place to be at the end of times is in Walmart, because they're storing everything under Walmart. And their army is inside of churches, evangelical churches, Lutheran churches, Methodist churches, Presbyterian. They're in churches and they're ready to go, which is why they have men's Bible study. They have iron sharpening iron. They have promise keepers. By the way, iron sharpening iron and promise keepers are Freemason organizations. And there's millions and millions of them internationally. So they have these men-only meetings, and he described how and where they would set up tanks, how they would be blocking intersections with cop cars, and how the military and I didn't know they were called Freemasons at the time, but how these men would be blocking people from leaving their houses. Well, now I can look back, and he basically drew me a map. I have shared this, by the way, with Freemasons, and I know I'm accurate in what I'm saying, but it shows how they're all connected. So this Project Bluebeam is Blue Lodge and Blue Lights, and it's their signal. Whatever.
Hey, Sophie, how about this? How about the films that they make for Christians when they say they'll show them videos of somebody saying, will you renounce the name of Jesus Christ? And they say, no. And then they shoot them and kill them. That's fucking mind control for people to lose their lives and become docile and defenseless.
Yeah, and really, that's what they were doing to me, honestly, is making me die defenseless. Yes. If you had known me 3 years ago on Facebook, my one post after another was pleading with God, where are you? God, where are you? Why aren't you answering my prayers? Why am I suffering? The more I pray, the worse it gets. Why are these people?
And now you know the truth. Evil? Now you know why, because it's all inverted. It's all inverted, yeah. The fucking energies.
Yeah. So I still very much believed in God. And I believed in this heaven, hell, and salvation. And it was the more that I shared on Facebook, the more I was led out. It's not my children or my best friend or my husband or my therapist or my church that led me out. It was complete strangers internationally that helped me. From Australia to the United Kingdom to India, I'm not kidding. Those are the people that have helped me. Oh, I used to have a really good Russian connection until they took internet away and I lost that person. Complete strangers that helped me dig out, and they shared as much as I could tolerate. They shared truth, and I would just mentally collapse, mentally and emotionally collapse in the lies and deceit that I lived under. That the people I was closest to were hell-bent on destroying me, and some stranger in India or Australia or the United Kingdom or Florida was willing to give me the time of day. Now, I mean, my situation is getting worse and worse because those people that were supposed to have loved and protected me, and they say, Jesus, Jesus, they made sure I was left with not one penny.
Yep.
And no ability at 60 years old to get a job. My car is now completely disabled, so I don't even have that. When my computer was hacked last, what was it, end of September, beginning of October, they hacked my bank account. So I'm less than 100 days from being homeless and penniless. And those people are sitting in church being pompous ass, thinking they're being raptured and saved and that they're holier than thou, and they are demon spawn. And
yep.
And what I hold on to is I'm thankful for the person the people in Australia that gave me the time of day, or, oh my gosh, I have so much support in the United Kingdom. And I tried desperately to get there. You know what?
Sophie, who listens to this podcast, is top other countries that are listening is Canada, Australia, and Germany. Those are the other like next three countries besides the United States that listens to this podcast.
Australia, Germany, and Canada.
Yeah.
I have two people in Canada that had told me that if I could get across the border, I could stay with them for free for the rest of my life. Now, let me state in advance, they're not Christian, they're not church going, and they're not Jesus believers. So a complete stranger, they're both female, are willing, if I can get over the border, to give me a place to live for free for the rest of my life, if I can just get there, where
that's love right there. See, they ain't doing that for Jesus.
Yeah. So, Linda Ross Peterzak, a predator, was donated $60,000 from taking care of this old woman, and she left everything in her will. And Linda would tell you that she was helping me with it. Well. No, she helped lawyers who were Freemasons. She helped. She said that she allegedly hired private detectives to find Carl, but nobody ever did. So I believe that was a lie. And what else did she spend the money on? Oh, having a guy go through Carl's computer. Well, the guy didn't find anything other than pictures of Carl's children. That he had illegitimately outside of our marriage, that Linda right off the bat should have been on my side and not Carl's. But, you know, we can't prove those are his children, Karen. I mean, every day, the hurt that I feel in my soul from her destroying me. Like, there, I have audio recordings. Well, I gave them to you to try to fix them. But I have audio recordings of Carl screaming at me, hundreds of hours of audio recordings.
That's why I'm glad you're sharing this story, Sophie, because how many women do you think are having what happened to you by their husbands and stuff throughout these churches? How many other victims could there even be?
About 2 months ago, I accidentally landed in this this group of women. They're all over 50 years old. They were all either a pastor's wife, an elder's wife, or somehow involved in the church, and they are all homeless. There at the time, there were maybe 500 to 600 women in that group. They are all across America. It seemed to be only in America, that were made homeless by their pastor husband or their elder husband. And it was women in the church that stuck up for the abusive pastor and destroyed these women. I would give more detail about specifics, but I actually know one woman staying in a campground that I won't mention that she found she could live there for $5 a day. Well, $5 a day is basically five times 30.
The first to say. Okay, class, settle down. I'd like to introduce you to your new teacher. His name is Mr. K. Mr. K, would you like to tell the class about yourself?
I'm your new professor. I've improved the lesser message of your clueless testers. They've been removed. I am the new successor. The first assignment that I'll burst your mind with is to break the Earth's alignment. Find 6 different time zones and reverse the climate. Of course, I'll time it within the glass where the sand particles pass. That's 10 books that you must read by the end of class. This is the only way to teach you right and make you see the light. And I forgot to mention, you have to read each one twice. No pens allowed in this assembly. Complex math and chemistry must instantly be committed to memory. And after you complete your 20 reads, focus your deep internal energy, then learn to speak the language of the centipedes. No need to call you to the floor. What would you have to walk for? I brought a self-erasing, levitating chalkboard. Every lesson is taught in Mach 4. Even the clock stops to watch your body as it learns to float through locked doors. Many fall from stress long before they acquiesce, cause it's hard to pass the test without cardiac arrest. Your brain use amount is tiny, 10% or less, but if someone reminds me, I'll help you access the other 90. We'll study making seconds momentless. I'll need a 5-page essay describing future inventions that don't exist. And after that, you'll have to try a topic. Hope your mind can process bringing in a real volcano as a science project. The more progression, the deeper the lessons. 90 multiple choice options on each of the questions. I'll teach you to build things without reading directions. My standard's so high that I'll punish you for reaching perfection. And once I broke the spell, all of you will learn to read unopened mail and bring a thing that can't be shown or told about the show and tell. Before we scratch the surface, I'll just test the person first, and every 30 seconds learn a whole semester's worth of work. The consequence for bad behavior is wrenching, sending you to detention in an evil, wicked dimension. And even though it's only minutes, the time seems like 1,000 ages. So many courses, the report cards are 1,000 pages. Each slide of history recited in its chronology, unabridged dictionaries, every word's etymology. The Iliad and the Odyssey, you'll judge them with mockery. You'll even see the blue object that floats over the top of me. My classroom is an abnormal regime. Homework is rubbed into your forehead in the form of a cream. And no matter what you do, don't ever touch this bright folder. If you miss one day of class, I'll start your whole life over. Then at recess, we play with gamma rays on average days. 10 millenniums of curriculum all on half a page. And every mind in here, I'm linking them. Which means you never have to raise your hands. You ask me questions by thinking them. Increments of time, I'll wrinkle them. And teach you how to carry galaxies in your book. bags by shrinking them. You will see me as ugly. I don't need you to love me. Life or death pop quizzes on subjects that we didn't study. I'm sure you noticed several older people here in the class. They're students from my former school who haven't managed to pass. They've been with me since they were young, each class and each stage. Cause one of the courses that they kept failing was mastering age. You have to learn to see through people's minds like x-rays do. And if you somehow pass the class, I teach the next grade too. So with that said, my preamble is through. Pleasure to meet you. By the way, I'm Mr. K, your new second grade teacher.